of you like to go fishing? Now, I went fishing here not too long ago, and those little demons eat my bait, and I didn't catch one. Does that ever happen?
Yes.
Those things are smart, aren't they? Yeah. Well, we're going to be on a fish story today, an old story from the book of Jonah. Everybody knows the book of Jonah.
Yeah.
We're going to start with chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to look at different approaches to God's Word. Here's approach number 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Nineveh, saying, Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish and from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found his ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare therefore, and went down into it to go with him to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Here's the number one response to the word of the Lord, and that is to run. Now, we don't do that, do we? Yeah, we do, young man. You're right. We do. Yeah. The Lord tells us to do something. Sometimes we run the other direction, don't we? Or we think we know what's best and how to do it, don't we? Well, we'll do it this way. So we run. Well, Jonah got into trouble, and this is where our story starts with the fish, isn't it? He got on the boat. Let's just read a little bit more of the verses. Look at verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea. Can you run from God? Where can you go that God's not at it? What was he thinking? So he went out in the middle of the ocean. Oh, that's the last place I'm going if I'm going to God. Because I can't swim. I'm gone. So, back to verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so the ship was to be broken. When the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. See that? Little g? Not God, but their gods. And cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah had gone down in the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came unto him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call on thy God, big G. So if be that God will think upon us, and we perish not. And they said one to the, and they said, Every one to his fellow, come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. And they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So we know what the problem was, don't we? Jonah was running from God. God, look at verse 1. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah, and he ran. That's the first approach we have to the word of God. Now let's look at a second approach that we can take to the Word of God. Go to chapter 3, verse 1. Here we go again. The Word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach unto it, and preaching that I have bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Hey, we're doing pretty good. Jonah did what the Lord asked him to, didn't he? Wait a minute. Let's look again at verse Chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. You know why he was angry? Because Nineveh repented. Here's the second way to approach God's word, is to obey, but have a bad attitude. Do we see that today?
Yep.
Oh, do I have to go to church? It's so boring. Do I have to read my Bible? Do I have to do this? Why can't I do like the world does? They get by with not going to church on Sunday morning. They seem to be doing fine. Do we obey, but we have a bad attitude sometimes? Yes, we do, don't we? The Lord has called us to do something. Maybe a witness to our neighbor. Maybe tomorrow. They look busy right now. Or something might be coming up in the church and need a volunteer. We heard about that just a minute ago. Or they might draft, they said. Is the Lord leading you? But yet we see an attitude here in Jonah, and he needs an attitude adjustment, doesn't he? He needs an attitude adjustment. He was doing exactly what the Lord told him to do, but with a bad attitude. That's the second approach to the word of the Lord. Now let's look at the third approach to the word of the Lord. Go to chapter 3, verse 10. This is the Ninevites. And God saw their works, and they turned from their evil ways, and God repented the evil he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now, if you'll back up a little bit, go back to verse 5 of chapter 3. What inspired this that we just read in verse 10? Look at verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God. Was it Jonah that made them change? It was the word of God, wasn't it? It was God's word through Jonah that changed their life. Look at what happened. Verse 5 again. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them unto the least of them. And the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth and set in ashes. And he inspired the people, I'll paraphrase a little bit, to fast and their animals and serve the Lord. Now, I'm going to relate this a little bit too close to a deathbed confession because they were about to be destroyed. Why would we want to wait till it's almost too late to listen to the word of the Lord? We need to do it now. Obey the word of the Lord now. Don't wait till I get retired. Then I can be a missionary or do something. Don't wait until it's too late. If you wait till you get old, let me tell you what happens when you get old. It gets painful, doesn't it, Bob? Yes, sometimes it gets painful, and then you don't want to do much. Don't wait too late. Look what Nineveh did. They were evil, evil people, but they waited until almost it was too late to turn to the Lord, and they heard the word. So here's three approaches to God's word. One, run. Two, do it with a bad attitude. Three, wait till the last moment and then do it. These are three approaches to God's word. But we got a fourth approach that we're going to look at from a different perspective. Let's look at the fourth approach we can come to God's word. Look at chapter 1, verse 17. It's a dumb fish. Just a dumb fish. Look at this. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. I'm not no English teacher, as you can tell by my speech, but I do know if it says had in front of it, it means it was already ready somewhere in the past. Now, I don't know if God said on the day he created heaven and earth and all the animals, he said, okay, Mr. Fish, I'm creating you for a job much later on. I don't know. I don't know if he created him a day before, 2 days before, but this fish had been prepared by God for one purpose, and one purpose only. You know what that purpose was? To swallow Jonah. And it says here, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. I can hear that fish now, if he was a church member, here's what he'd say. This water's too cold over here. I want to be over here in the South Sea where it's warm. Or, have you ever eaten a human before? They're nasty. They just don't taste good at all. You know, he's going to be in there for 3 days. What am I going to do? The fish obeyed. He was at the right spot at the right time with the right equipment as the Lord prepared him. Are we like that fish? That dumb fish was smarter than we are. He was sold out to the Lord, wasn't he? Okay, let's see. Look at chapter 2, verse 10. The Lord spoke to that fish again. Now, I have fished in my life several times. I've never seen a fish get sick and vomit. Have you? No. I don't want to see it either. But the Lord, look at what the Lord spake unto the fish. He told him to vomit him out onto dry land. And he did it. That fish was sold out to the Lord. He was sold out. Now, Jonah wasn't sold out, was he? First thing he did was run. Second thing he did was complain and whine. Nineveh wasn't sold out because he lived an evil life for many years until it came to the last moment. But this dumb fish was sold out to the Lord from the very beginning of his life, however long it was, till his purpose was over. He was sold out to the Lord. Now, you know where we're going, don't you? Yeah, why aren't we sold out like the fish? Why aren't we sold out to the Lord like the fish? And I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me too. We don't sell out to the Lord, do we, like that fish did, do we? We live a life. We got a family. We got jobs. Things are necessary. We got to eat. We got to go to the doctor. We need to be sold out to the Lord, don't we? Be like a dumb fish and be sold out to the Lord. Now, I'm going to say right now, that's not easy to do, is it? It's not. But if a dumb fish can do it, why can't we? Now, the last time I went fishing, I thought they were pretty smart fish. And now, maybe we all think fish might be a little bit smarter than we thought. This fish served the Lord with all his heart. Now you say, well, Ray, God's never ever really spoke to me personally. I don't know what. Okay, let's get that out of the way right now. Go to Matthew chapter 22. Let's get that out of the way. Let's see what God will say to you. Matthew chapter 22. He's speaking to you personally. Chapter 22 and verse 37. Speaking to you and me personally. And Jesus said unto you and me. It says here, him. But Jesus said unto you and me, it's God's word. What color is it if you have a red print?
Red.
Jesus said it, right?
Yep.
So he's saying to us, what does he have to say to you? Thou shalt love the Lord God with all your
heart.
heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Oh, wait a minute. We got more. Let's go down to 39. And the second is likened to that. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay, he just spoke to you this morning, didn't he? You know what he spoke? It wasn't me. This was Jesus talking. He said, love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You've been spoken to this morning by God, not by me. Mm-hmm. That was Jesus that said that.
That's right.
Let's challenge ourselves to be more like that fish.